All right, folks, we got breaking news out of Pennsylvania tonight. Lancaster County officials have uncovered a massive fraudulent voter registration scheme with thousands of suspicious applications, but that's just the beginning. The Fifth Circuit Court just dropped a bombshell ruling that's sending shockwaves through the Democrat machine. And as we speak, a federal judge is trying to force Virginia to put non-citizens back on voter rolls just 11 days before the election. Governor Youngkin's response, we're taking this to the Supreme Court. And speaking of fighting back against corruption, let me tell you about something remarkable. While we're exposing election fraud, Chuck Norris is exposing how the establishment has been lying about aging. At 83, he's still standing strong against corruption, just like his action days. Well, what's his secret? Well, he made one simple change that's transformed his energy levels. The same change his wife made that has her feeling 10 years younger. The deep state don't want you to see this video, but you can watch it now at chuckdefense.com/next or click the link in the description. So friends, yes, I hate to tell you, the footsteps of the steel are being felt and no more clear. You know, I've been talking about this film, The Man You Don't Know, but I got a message this morning. My wife sent it to me. She said, you got to see Christopher Martini's post. You got to share this out there. That's the first thing I did 13 hours ago, first thing in the morning. Red alert, they're silencing the truth. Christopher Martini's film has been yanked from 150 theaters because it's about Trump. New York, New Jersey, they blocked it. California is barely showing it. This is censorship that we've been warning about. Grab tickets now before they erase it. Okay? Now, I saw some screenshots that were terrifying because before, when I would click on or when I would do a search, we even linked to it, the Fandango link for this film, I saw it. It was right there. And then I saw screenshots today showing that it was not even listed on the Fandango website. They have stripped it from the Fandango website. Of course, that other movie that just came out with Sebastian Stan called The Apprentice, which is basically a hit job against Trump. Well, that's certainly fine to play. But when you put real words, real life, real people on the screen and real experiences that will humanize and get people to really get to know the real Trump, that can't be, they can't have that on screens. So now we're learning 150 screens have just taken it out. So do whatever you can and find a place to take your friends and people on the fence to go watch this film. It's going to be harder than ever now to watch it. So you got to do your due diligence, look it up, go to their website, go to their Twitter account, Man You Don't Know, and support this film. These are the guys right here when they were all at the red carpet. This is the whole production team of the film, The Man You Don't Know. A beautiful moment. I was very proud to be able to participate in that. Okay, so now we're learning that the Fifth Circuit Court rules that ballots must arrive by Election Day, overriding state laws that allow later deadlines. This is a big development. Ballots must arrive by Election Day. Now, what's to say that these people aren't going to try to sneak in some extra ballots after the fact? Right? I don't trust these people. We saw what they did in 2020, and now at least we do have a ruling, but we know they don't care about the rules. They don't care about the law. They just flout the law and do what they want. Okay? Now here's Lancaster, Pennsylvania officials. This is when they busted a large-scale fraudulent voter registration scheme, includes thousands of applications with the same handwriting, fake signatures, and false addresses. They discovered the same scheme in other Pennsylvania counties. District Attorney Heather Adams revealed the applications came from canvassers who were paid to obtain voter registrations, adding the majority of the applications were from residents in the city of Lancaster. The canvasses themselves took place at various shopping centers, parking lots, and grocery stores, and businesses and sidewalks and parks. Now, she says here, if you listen closely, the DA and the clerk received the applications at or near the deadline to register to vote. That means the bad actors waited till the last minute so no one would notice. They would have used the fraudulent applications to commit mail-in ballot fraud without getting caught. We better check the entire state of Pennsylvania.
inaccuracy. Good morning, everyone. District Attorney Heather Adams. On Tuesday afternoon, I was contacted by Krista Miller, who is our Chief Clerk of Elections, regarding potentially fraudulent voter registration applications that had recently been received by her office. At that time, she informed me that the elections office received approximately 2,500 applications at or near the deadline for registering to vote. While preparing to process these applications, staff noticed that numerous applications appeared to have the same handwriting, were filled out on the same day with unknown signatures, and some were previously registered voters, excuse me, and the signatures on file did not match the signatures on the application. So before I begin to summarize our preliminary findings, I must remind everyone that this is an ongoing investigation, and for that reason, I will be limited in the details that I can provide. Lancaster County detectives began investigating the voter registration applications and immediately found applications that were indeed fraudulent. Indicators of fraud included inaccuracies with the addresses listed on the applications, false personal identification information, as well as false names. A number of the applications also contained names that did not match the provided Social Security information. In some cases, applications contained correct personal identification information, such as the correct address, correct phone number, date of birth, driver's license number, and Social Security number. But the individuals listed on the applications informed detectives that they did not request the form, they did not complete the form, and verified that the signature on the form was not theirs. At this point, it is believed that the fraudulent voter registrations are connected to a large-scale canvassing operations for voter registrations that date back to June. However, the majority of the applications received are dated August 15th and after. Those canvassing for voter registrations were employed and paid to obtain voter registration applications. The majority of the applications were from residents in the city of Lancaster. However, applications were also received from residents in Columbia, Elizabethtown, Mountjoy, Akron, Ephrata, Stevens, Strasburg, as well as other locations across Lancaster County. The canvasses themselves took place at various shopping centers, parking lots of grocery stores and businesses, sidewalks, and parks. During this preliminary investigation, detectives were able to verify some of the applications were indeed legitimate. In these instances, the applicant verified that they did provide information to a canvasser. For these applications, we will immediately advise voter registration and that we confirm that they are legitimate requests, and voter registration will process that application.
Wow. So, folks, this is huge, but I'm glad they caught this now. See, here's what happened. They pulled off a steal in 2020. And we saw it. We weren't even allowed to report on it. YouTube changes the rules, so now you can report on it. And now we at least know what to look for. We know what to look for with the fake registrations, with the mail-in ballots, with the irregularities in the voting machines we've been reporting on for the last week. So now we're totally hyper-tuned to this corruption. And there is a massive army of Trump supporters and the people in the RNC who are, they got the lawyers out. They are ready to file injunctions at a drop of a hat. And this investigation is just one moment, one snapshot of the footsteps of the steal. Here we have, look at this. This is something terrifying that just came across the wire today. This, the leader of SURJ, it's a radical leftist group, and it stands for Showing Up for Radical Justice. Okay, they call us radical. They go on MSNBC and they say that Republicans are going to burn down polling stations, trying to instill fear in people. Well, it's that very language that incites this kind of behavior. Showing Up for Radical Justice is using 100 beds in an expensive hotel outside of Asheville, North Carolina, to plan protests to stop the certification of the November 2024 election if President Trump wins Georgia, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Here's the footage.
Us would be like, oh, so we have 250 people. Like, we're gonna put on a production. This isn't to say like make it fancy, but it's like, think about like, because the scale of Georgia and white people in your base Georgia is so small, a 200% call is actually a very significant opportunity. And it's your best bet to move people into all of the things that you need. And I would choose your primary ask. I'm just realizing that if you make it, there's like 10 people you need for the hearings, it won't meet the vision.
Oh my God, like, oh, he's gonna win the election. We gotta do everything we can do to stop it. Oh my God. Yeah, see, that's the kind of people. These are the people that are flagging your posts on Facebook, flagging your posts on social media, and they're also getting ready to stop the certification of November. And how do they plan to do that? Yeah, they're probably gonna put on MAGA hats and bring torches and scream, this is MAGA country. And then MSNBC is going to be right there on time because they're going to have the heads up with their cameras to capture it all. And it's MAGA! Look what MAGA did! Right? Well, we got to make it too big to rig, my friends. We got 11 days to save America, says Donald Trump, post from his Truth Social. Here we go. Sleepy Joe and Comrade Kamala Harris ridiculously accuse me of wanting to weaponize the Justice Department when they have done all of the weaponizing. Now, their truly weaponized Department of Injustice and a judge appointed by Joe have ordered the great Commonwealth of Virginia to put non-citizen voters back on the rolls. How can a judge even do that? Non-citizen voters, putting them on voter rolls? Like, what's going through this judge's head? Or his bank account? This is totally unacceptable travesty. Governor Youngkin is absolutely right to appeal this illegal order, and the U.S. Supreme Court will hopefully fix it. Only U.S. citizens should be allowed to vote. Keep fighting, Glenn. Republicans of Virginia, keep voting. Voting early. I'll be calling into Glenn's rally with Laura Trump tomorrow morning to talk about this crazy ruling and announce my final stop in Virginia before Election Day. Here's Glenn Youngkin posting this. It's stunning. 11 days before the presidential election, a federal judge is ordering Virginia to reinstate individuals who have self-identified as non-citizens on the voter rolls. They've incriminated themselves. Virginia is prepared to take this to the Supreme Court. Here we go. Now, this is what I told you. The army to stop it, to stop the steal, is already in place. Donald Trump, 9 hours ago, polls from his Truth Social, cease and desist. With many attorneys and legal scholars, I am watching the sanctity of the 2024 presidential election very closely because I know, better than most, the rampant cheating and skullduggery that has taken place by the Democrats in the 2020 presidential election. He is on it. Everybody's on it. We are all watching. Here is more. This is the actual, here's a news report on those voters self-identified.
Yeah, Harris, common sense is clearly not at play here, and that's our issue. And so the common sense answer is, of course, that if people have been taken off the voter roll and they're not able to affirm that they are a U.S. citizen, they shouldn't be voting. And they can, of course, affirm they are a U.S. citizen and get back on the voter roll. That is common sense. That's a process that's been working in Virginia for 18 years. And to have a federal judge order that we reinstate over 1,500 individuals back on the voter rolls doesn't comply with common sense, the Constitution, or Virginia law.
Like I said, what's up with this judge? Massive election integrity victory. Here's some good news. Again, the Fifth Circuit Court just ruled the ballots must be received by Election Day to be counted, not days after, following an RNC lawsuit. See, they've got the mechanisms in play already ahead of the steal to fight back. RNC lawsuit has order has forced this from the Fifth Circuit Court. Elon Musk, 19 hours ago, almost every country on earth requires voter ID. Why not America? Posting a screenshot to this massive list of all these countries. But it's only racist in the U.S., right? Here's another one. Federal law enforcement in Florida arrested a postal worker for dumping 400 pieces of election-related mail, including at least one mail-in ballot. Based on an inspection of surveillance and internal searches, they concluded that he stole some mail as well. Here's that Fifth Circuit Court ruling. This changes everything. And here again is here's more video from that Lancaster County announcing the investigation is major voter registration fraud. So we're seeing the censorship of this new film, The Man You Don't Know. Again, go and find it. They're pulling it out of theaters now. And that's because it's a great film. I saw it and it humanizes the man. This is just one more step of election interference in a piece of media, a piece of cinema that they don't want you to see. Well, guess what? You know what happens when they tell you you can't see it? You're going to go try to find it. So I hope that you do. And all these other things happening, Lancaster County, all this. I mean, this is huge, but we are on top of it, folks. So the evidence is in, my friends. The evidence is mounting by the hour. From Pennsylvania's fraudulent applications to Virginia's non-citizen voter crisis, we're seeing exactly what they are attempting to pull off. But this time, we're catching it in real time. Patriots are standing guard. Courts are finally stepping up. And here's what we need to know from you. What other election integrity bombshells do you think will drop before November 5th? Share your predictions in the comments below.